welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the fire in my stick. Kevin Miller.com. Jump and press the circle button.
Ah, thank you for being the water in my rod.
Vaguely homoerotic intro this morning.
Is it?
This morning. I don't even know what's happening with that.
Where are we? This is a lot of tequila.
We are present. I violated my diet. Yeah.
That is an unfortunate word choice in today's headline
media.
That's
what I'm saying. We're just going right along with it. I had some friends, some podcasting friends of all people. There's some fantastic moms who do a podcast called Naptime Radio.
Naptime Radio. When you're on a napping, you need to listen to the radio.
Right. Yeah. So you're a fan. You listen.
All the time.
Oh, wow.
It's actually my voice that does that.
What?
Intro just now.
I did not know that. So they were in town and they brought wine and they wanted to drink. And I don't know what it was.
This was this afternoon?
No. This was on Saturday.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
So I had quite a bit of tequila. And in fact, this little...
You did have tequila. Well
done. Cleaning right here. I just had to clean the residue from my glass.
Oh, wow. That's a good time out.
It was fun. Then we went to Don Cuco.
If
you're ever in the Burbank area, listener, and want to frequent Justin's favorite Burbank restaurant.
Which has always been my question.
Right? You go to Don Cuco. You can enjoy the one on Riverside Drive in Toluca Lake.
Mm-hmm.
That was the original one, but I didn't truly fall in love with it until I went to the Don Cuco in downtown Burbank on Orange Grove. Because they take reservations.
It's a little nicer.
It's bigger.
It's easier to get into.
And my kids have hip-hop class on Friday. And so Friday night, usually by the time hip-hop is done, we don't want to cook dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So we will go. And for a while, it was a weekly thing where we would just make a reservation at Don Cuco.
Nice.
I call it Cuco, but I've learned noticed. That the pronunciation is Cuco.
Yeah.
That's the Latin
Cuckoo. Your kids have very good taste in restaurants and food, and it's rubbed off on my kid. He's like, hey.
Not good?
Not good for my wallet. Like, hey, son, where do you want to go for dinner tonight? Well, this is a direct quote. Well, we could go to Outback, but I don't know how much money we have.
My kids do that, too. They do that.
They do. They process it of like, oh, maybe I need more money.
Yeah, because like if... they'll say stuff like, but my kids do it in a way to win you over. Mm-hmm. Like it's a manipulation.
Yeah.
That's how it goes down.
If you don't love them.
Yes.
Got it.
Like Jack does a lot of this in regards to video games where, I've recently had the fun idea of telling them whenever they do something good, and the other one does not.
Yeah.
I tell while they're both in the same room, I say, oh, looks like you're out of the will. And then I explained to them what the will was, and then I said, it's the money that your mom and I leave you when we die. And so now it's a competition as to who could get most of the will that they do. Jack is way more into this.
Who gets
game.
The PlayStation? Well, of course Jack is.
They just think of it as cash.
Oh, I see.
And my favorite part about it was that they thought it was $35,000. That's
just the number they decided.
That's the number. I said, how much money do you think you'll get? And they said, and Jacob was like, $35,000, I think.
It's an oddly specific number.
Right, but also like, and it's hard because is he young enough to where he thinks like that's enough to sustain him forever?
Is that what he thinks?
I don't know. I didn't want to dig too deep for fear of it hurting my own feelings. Like, what if he thinks, or he's like, that's about all you're going to have. I got it. I mean, you're a loser.
He just picked a number that sounded large that he had heard or made up.
I feel like he does. Like he understands the cost of a house. Like he knows how much a house costs and how much a car costs
because of his mom. $35,000. She can get a pretty good car.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And I said, here's what I said. I go, well, you're not too far off. And he goes, what do you mean? I said, well, I go, that's not a ton of money. I would hope to be able to have a better legacy for you than that. I said, But knowing me, I'm just going to blow it all before you get it. just to prove a point. Make your own
He's
way,
like,
kid.
He's like, ha, Dad, cool.
Yeah. And then they came. That was the other
He's
thing.
Nine.
He mentioned the parental tax that we've talked about here is to these people. And they have never heard of this. Mm. They've never heard of the Halloween candy parental tax.
Oh, really?
And so she recorded for her social media him explaining it's all the Snickers and Reese's peanut butter cups that we want. And then anything else that we need. And that's a parent tax we have to pay.
Good for you.
Yeah, good. But so Jack is trying to vie his way into getting a larger pie chart piece of the will. And also that's his long game. His short game is to get more time logged in the simulator that is Lego Worlds. Are you familiar with this?
Yes, very. Yeah.
I am not. It seems like Lego meets Minecraft.
That's
how I would put it. And it's funny because they had parent teacher conferences today, so I had to go. We get a sitter, so we're heading out, and then I come back in, and there even the sitter is like, give him the fish, Jack. Give him the fish. Give the eagle the fish. And so the way this game works is that you make your own little Lego character, and if you find animals in the wild, you have a gun that you could suck them up, and then you own them.
Yeah,
and then you could
just like reality.
Then they become a mount.
Yeah.
Or you could lure them by finding, like, if you see it, and you're like, okay, what food does that like? And then you go and get that food, and then you use it to lure it closer so that you can catch it.
That's pretty cool.
And make it your pet.
And how many hours have you logged?
None. I have not. I've only logged a lot of what do they call it? A spectator in the room?
Spectator.
It's a lot of spectating.
Well, how come you only have, I think the proper word in English is why. Mm-hmm. How come is not proper.
Why come?
Why come there is only one of PlayStation 4s in your home style?
Yes, there is.
There are three avid gamers that play it.
My wife
is stuck under a bus right now.
She made a rule said there will be no TVs in bedrooms.
Okay.
And
my wife is very different. That's her favorite place to watch television.
Is in the bed?
Probably there right now.
Yeah. she watches. You think she watches TV while she listens to this? Because she's also always listening live.
Yes. She multitasks. And she's also playing games on her phone.
If you want to listen live and you don't already, go to mixlr.com/gamerland. You're going to use your username and put in a password. And then every time we go live, you get an email. But usually it's Monday around 8-ish Pacific. And you can also put this phone number, 877-222-8323. About once a show, we will do a segment where you can call in live and ask us a question.
The more you know.
I don't have that drop.
Ah.
There we go. That's all about.
Do you have the CBS special?
No, I don't even have that.
Don't.
No, this is, I play this one. Oh, wait. Turn it down. I remembered.
That was the one that made my skull break last time.
And right? I also turned the wrong pot down on that time.
That's okay.
So I've already gotten sidetracked. The rule that I made is if they pay for it themselves, then they will do it. So I think they're counting
no
for
TVs
that will
in
money.
Their bedroom. It's not about TVs in your bedroom. Because some families are like that. Like the bedroom.
Natalie's like that. She doesn't want a TV in our bedroom.
In your bedroom. Because. Yeah.
Because
she's sleeping and the other thing.
Yeah, I think she thinks that means in her mind, each of the kids having a TV in their room, it separates the family.
And the TV can be a unifier.
Yes.
But actually it's a divider because everybody just fights over what they want on the TV.
Not in the Worsham house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Separate controllers.
We have shows. Well, maybe I'm too old fashioned. I control the remote. No. I hold it like He-Man holds his sword of power.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it. Can you?
I think that's right.
I don't know.
Don't Google it.
No, I'm going to.
All you got to do is Google.
I know. I control that. And then there's sitcoms that they like. And I'm always curious to see what they like. Like they're big time into American Housewives right now. They love. Have you seen that? American Housewife, I mean. Mm-mm. It's a great show. You should check it out. But they like all the family sitcoms.
But how do you
Goldbergs they like.
How do you handle multiplayer in an era where split screen is not a thing anymore?
I can't. We want to do a Madden League.
Exactly.
And the kids got Jacob is the Rams because I lost that team.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be the Niners, which was my old team, because then we're in the same division and the poor boy has to get his soul crushed twice a year because his father will not let him win. Because there will be a time when he beats me when he's 32. I'm sure it's going to take like sure. very, very long.
You are wildly mistaken.
And
he can only defeat you in Call of Duty. He will get you.
They're pretty good. Now I have to really try.
Because they have nothing better to do but to learn cheat codes. They're like up, down.
There
left,
is
right,
an
left,
element
left.
Of just speed and being adept at learning it.
Like, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Their minds are
up, down, 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 left, right.
I wonder if that has to do with it that you and I come from a world of two buttons and a direction pad.
There were four buttons because there was a start and a select.
Oh, my bad. So, but there's...
Up, down, down, left,
they
right,
got
left,
four,
right.
Another, they got eight, they got 10, almost 11 buttons.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing share and, options and all that. And then
plus it's analog, so it's infinite.
And you got the joystick, so now you're up to, I think, 12, 13, and you could use those as buttons, too. R3s. I don't know if I'm doubling down too much,
but probably.
They can navigate this 15-input system, and my... developmental brain could only handle, this is going to get a bad iTunes review.
They would have no idea how to tune into UHF. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't even think they could spell it. I don't think they could hack it.
Weird Al Yankovic is rolling in his grave.
I wonder if He-Man's sword didn't have a name.
No, it's got a name. That you've been looking at this.
Princess Adora or She-Ra, He-Man's twin sister, has a companion power sword called the Sword of Protection, which is the identical except that it has a glowing jewel in the hilt. She transforms to She-Ra by saying, "For the honor of Grayskull, I am She-Ra."
You looked up He-Man and you were reading about She-Ra?
Yeah, that's what Wiki has told me. They just call it the Power Sword.
We need an admin assistant.
Or Sword of Power. Sword of Grayskull.
Yes, that sounds right.
That sounds
right. Because it always bothered me that Grayskull was a skeleton-shaped building and yet Skeletor was the arch nemesis. So I always assumed that, like, they actually usurped Skeletor, like it was actually his land or something. I always had problems with it.
It's too bad we don't have a hardcore fan that lives here in Southern California, because then they could just sit here in this third chair and Google stuff for us.
We can make that
and
happen.
Then,
if you live in Southern California and you're a hardcore fan, are we recording?
Okay. Yeah. Hey, remember how I've always scared you with that?
Oh,
guess what you just did to me.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
So turnabout is fair play, turns out.
You got me invested in the production value of this, and now...
Do you want to hear about a little bit of video game news I had?
Oh, before we do that today, when we come back from the break, we want to talk about Cuphead and the infamous game that it is. So if you are listening right now and are live listening to us and you have played Cuphead, be prepared to call in. I should have said this earlier when you were dropping the phone.
No, it's fine.
That would have been much smarter. It would just would have been smoother.
No.
Would have been greater. So do that. 877-222-8323. I can read the phone number on the sticky note.
My bad.
Thanks, baby.
So Battlefront 2 is big time in the news this week for two reasons. Reason number one is somebody like let out, there was a leak or something. Somebody's trying an early trial version of it. And they found that basically you would have to log 40 hours of gameplay to unlock high-level heroes.
Sure.
Like that you could play as.
That's not an uncalled for.
To be Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, you would have to essentially log 40 hours of multiplayer playing in order to have those characters. And there was an uproar.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising. Because those people that care that much will probably log that inside 4 weeks.
But... I think it's here's what happens. I think this is what happens when video game fandom is kind of washed over by Star Wars fandom, is that the real people I think you're right, but I think the people who are really angry about this are Star Wars fans who just want to get a game and run around as Luke Skywalker with a lightsaber.
Well, yes, and that's significantly lacking from the title. That was so much fun about the original Battlefront back in the PS2 days, Battlefront 2, was that you immediately picked it up and you could... Within one game, you get to play as one of these guys. I'll never forget being Darth Vader on Geonosis and somebody fired a rocket. No, I was not Darth Vader. I was another guy. And I fired a rocket and Darth Vader went oonk with his with his lightsaber. And I finally understood, oh, crap, I'm going to die by a Sith's hand.
And that made it fun,
that
right?
That made it awesome. I was like, this is the real deal. Now, even in the first Battlefront, to get any of those characters was like, oh, please, please. And you're fighting each other to get to it. And so I get it. People don't want to spend 40 hours playing a game. Make it accessible now. I mean, that's what's funny about Overwatch, right? The moment you put that game in, you have access to everybody, even if it's a brand new character. They don't care. They're like,
they just
sure,
give it to you.
Do it. Find the character you like to play as.
And there was a guy. So the other part of this, the headline is that Battlefront developers cut cost of in-game unlocks 75% in response to fan outcry.
Because of that issue?
Yes.
So they didn't lower the amount of hours required to achieve it. They lowered the price of DLC.
Well, what they did was, it says, so here it says, the game is coming out on Friday. They said that an EA person, somebody who works for them, posted on Reddit, which is another part of this story, that is this post that this EA person became the most unliked post in Reddit history.
Wow.
And they said that... multiplayer to earn enough virtual currency. This is it. You have to log 40 hours to earn virtual currency of 60,000 credits to unlock a top tier hero.
So wait, and that's, you have to do that without spending that currency on anything else.
Right.
Oh, that's pretty messed up.
So,
okay.
Or,
I thought it was just once you hit a 40 hour achievement, it unlocked the character or something.
No, or you could use real money.
Oh, boo.
Right? And so that's
I dislike this Reddit post.
That's why everybody, they've also received 7 death threats, over 1,600 personal attacks.
Peace be with you. That's too far.
Right.
I understand the not wanting to be extorted from your wallet, and EA is pretty bad at that, of reaching deep into your wallet and making you pay for stuff that you should get when you buy the game. But death threats, that's embarrassing.
It's, let's see, at the time of writing, the posting had a total score, this is upvotes minus downvotes, of over minus 394,000.
I thought you were going to say a million. I really wanted you to say 394,000.
I guess Reddit
million.
Isn't as popular as you and I think it is, because I was kind of shocked by how low that number was, too. For perspective, the second most downvoted post had a score of minus 24,333.
You posed a question in my mind that I don't believe we should answer in this, but I want to know how many people are on the internet worldwide. Because if there are nearly 7 billion human beings on the planet, how many of us are on the internet? A topic for another day.
You know what? I think you just wrote your stump it question.
I will find out in the next 5 minutes.
If you don't know, if you don't know, then guess what? You don't get to ask your question.
Sorry, that's wrong. Prove it. No, you prove it. You're wrong.
And I apologize. I did not have too much time to, because this just came out a little while ago, but also the Hitman games, which I'm a big fan of. We've talked about it multiple times on this show, is that I love the Hitman games, and I've learned recently that I love the idea of them. Yeah. I like the sneaking around and trying to figure it out.
You also like hitting people.
Yes, but more than I like hitting people,
you like men.
I love men.
In that order.
Yes.
Men, hitting people, video
quietly.
Games.
Video games quietly. But I always get into it and I never finish a Hitman game. I love it. I love the gameplay.
Really?
But
you've never beat it?
No.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize.
That first one, I probably killed that flower guy at the first mission of Hitman. Like 80 bajillion times.
Oh, man.
And I loved it, but now they're going to turn it into a TV show. And I was trying to...
Are they really?
Yeah.
Live action?
Yes. So I'm trying to for Hulu. That's who I wanted to figure out.
Oh, yes, of course.
Because I knew, and this is why I want to talk about it here, is that I knew that this
Sorry,
had to be
out
a
of
Netflix.
Time.
Okay. Dum, 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 dum. I knew this had to be a Netflix or Amazon like type thing, because... It's interesting. I'm curious to see what Marvel's numbers are with the ABC shows, and then now you've got the X-Men kind of
that's on TV by the numbers.
On Fox.
You can get those numbers if they're broadcast. TV
but
by
versus
the numbers.
A Netflix, because Netflix doesn't do ratings really,
and they don't release any.
Because all they care about is the bottom line of getting membership and having content that's for right. them to enjoy.
They know. They can tell you how many people are watching what,
but they don't. I don't think they put that out there. But
listen, I know some guys that work at Netflix. We should hit them and take that information. Turn the mics off. Delete that part. Stop listening.
Do they deliver flowers? Because if so, I've got a piano wire for their larynx.
I don't play that game, but I know that's a reference.
And then I will hide their body in their own... flower truck.
I wish I knew the spoiler ending so I could ruin it for you right now.
I do. This is the thing. I'm willing to bet money Because I played a couple of them. I'm willing to bet money that there is no real spoiler ending. It's not Deus Ex, like where it's like, oh, there's all the, what's going to happen? Yeah. How am I going to figure this out? It's, I think it's literally like, yeah, you're a genetically engineered hitman. Like, and maybe that's part of the
spoiler.
Reason. No, that's how it starts.
I said spoiler.
My bad, boo. But it literally becomes like this thing where, and it's a fun concept, but it is a concept of a game that has, this is it. I think I just figured it out. There's not enough of a narrative to where I care about the characters.
Ah, isn't that interesting?
I'm not invested enough in the character.
Now, like name for off the top of your head three games you finished. Now go.
The Dark Knight games, all of them, and then Horizon Zero Dawn, Watch Dogs, both one and two.
That's good. All of those strong narratives.
Yeah,
all of them have a mystery. Horizon Zero Dawn.
I've been thinking about this, is that the Fallout 4, which I like the world and everything, but I think I feel like it's too much of a PC game, which I know hurts your feelings.
No, it's okay.
But it feels like that, and that's why I can't get into it. But then,
see you later.
Donk, 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 donk. But that's why I think I can't, I haven't finished Fallout 4, but I have it still sitting there.
Mm-hmm. That's PS4.
Yeah.
Do you, when you say it feels like a PC game, is that because you connect a keyboard and mouse to the screen?
No, that's the thing. I'm being entirely unfair. It's the idea that the animation when I'm interacting with people. Now, here's the thing. It's been so long since I've played a PC game, but this is my perception of it. My perception is that there's a coldness in their eyes. Like Mass Effect is a game that is really good at not that you the graphics are great and the cutscenes are great. And I love the voice acting, but something about Fallout, because other than when it's maybe a cutscene, that's obviously great. But I also felt kind of the same thing about BioShock, which I thought was a great game too.
Grand Theft Auto.
I love Grand Theft Auto.
Five. Have you played it?
Yeah, I played all of the Grand Theft Autos. I don't think I finished San Andreas, maybe. But I also, what I liked even more than Grand Theft Auto is Saints Row. I love those
games. Yeah, that's the game I thought you were going to say when I said name a game that you've completed through. And those have ridiculous stories, right?
But yes.
Aliens, you becoming hilarious. President.
Yeah. Hilarious. So well written and so funny. I mean, vulgar as all get out.
Yeah. It's like South Park.
It's like they're flipping the bird at Grand Theft Auto as far as how inappropriate they are.
Which is hilarious because Grand Theft Auto is kind of flipping the bird at the player.
I was so frustrated because I was trying to get this article. There was a salon.com, which I don't understand why that's there. But
it's really fun to see.
They were listing the most violent video games of 2017.
Oh.
And all I could, there was Bullet Watch or something was the first one.
Oh, we got to look that up.
And I don't know what it is.
Let's talk about that later in the show. Let's take a break.
So we'll take a break and we're coming back. So if you want to call 877-222, if you're listening through 8323, if you're listening to this as a podcast, just put that in there and figure out a way to tune in. Or, here's the thing. I was going to say that you could leave a voicemail on that line.
Don't do it.
Don't flood my voicemail. That's all. If you got something you want to say that you really got to get out, but it's not, don't call in about this topic. There'll be a time maybe we're allowed to.
You can tweet it.
Oh yes, email. That's so great. Good call, Kevin. That's a good call by you. All right, we'll be back after this message.
Well, Cuphead and his pal Mugman, they like to roll the dice. By chance, they came upon Devil's Game, and gosh, they paid the price. Paid the price.
That's Cuphead.
And now they're fighting for their lives on a mission fraught with dread.
That's
Cuphead. And if they proceed but don't succeed,
Cuphead.
Well, the devil will take their heads.
Cuphead!
Yeah, there it is. We did it. Thank God.
So Cuphead is this gorgeous game.
This is a phone-based game? Tablet
no,
game?
No, this is a console, Xbox One and Steam exclusive title. It is only available in those two formats. It is not on the PS4 for you and I.
How did you stumble upon this?
Because I know about the internet.
Oh.
And the anime, so the style of the game is in the 1930s cartoons of like Mickey Mouse and such. A callback to that era of animation. Here's the deal. It's all drawn by hand. There are no computers involved in the whole process. So all the animation is actual beautiful craftsmanship.
Wow.
So I'll pull up some pictures for you to enjoy. But this game is gorgeous. And I have entertained myself with a lot of Twitch watching because we do not have the PS4. And when I discovered how difficult this game was,
you don't have a PS4?
I'm sorry, it's not on the PS4. Oh. It's on the Xbox One. I sold my PS4 for some lasagna.
I was gonna say what now?
Well, who? I don't even know you anymore. I was prepared. It's only a $20 game on Steam, but after watching even the first 8 minutes of the game, as you can hear, for this lively tune.
I love the music.
It's great. It's all from that era. Incredibly punishing. And I watch people play it on Twitch, and they're pulling their hairs up.
That's somebody in the chat room said, I have not played it, but I've watched a lot of people play it, and I don't have the patience for it.
Yeah. It looks very challenging. I'm very happy, because here's what would happen if I got the game. I would be watching the screen, just mesmerized by the craftsmanship and the homage and the work that they've done to build this world.
Play it.
And I wouldn't be able to play it because I'd be too busy dying and hating my life. I've read posts that people put on Reddit where they said you will lose your marriage, your job, and your life, but it'll be worth it when you come out the other end and get that achievement.
Wow, look how gorgeous that is. That is amazing. What I've done is
I've Googled it.
I want to play, but I want to do this. I want to turn that down because we can give them the audio, but...
So we're watching...
Wow, it looks like an old Steamboat Willie...
That's exactly
cartoon,
it.
Even with like little artifacting happening, mm-hmm. like a film going through.
And watch that anything that's animated stands out and is a different color than the rest of the background as if it were a matte drawing.
So this is Run and Gun.
This is the very first level. And we're watching the little Cuphead. There's stuff in the foreground.
So it's very much like a Mario. Like in the way it's laid out.
But the signature part of the game are these epic boss battles that you do in single frame, so the screen doesn't move like a platformer side to side. You just fight these epic creatures of these caliber. You'll see in this video later, he fights giant vegetables in a garden that do all these crazy, wacky, cartoony things of the 1930s.
And you're a cup with a straw in it.
Mm-hmm. And then you have your other cup head.
So it is, because right now, and I know this is the first level, but like to me, it's like my first thought if people don't have the patience for this is that it's because, you know, platforming gaming isn't what it once was. Where when it was all that we had, you would figure it out. And there was like, there's a lot of elements to Mario that were really difficult in the original.
Absolutely.
And like King Kong was even harder than that.
So let's hear from our callers. Do we have anybody that has played Cuphead?
Not yet.
No one. No one has played Cuphead.
No one has called in.
Thanks for calling in, guys. I put myself out there.
We can open it up to calls about anything, but this I want to see this. I wonder if I could skip to a boss.
Yes, you can. You go to about a little further. Yep, there you go. So that's the garden level boss. So in the garden level boss in Botanic Panic, right, he fights a giant potato, then a weeping onion, and then a mesmerizing third eye carrot. All through it, which, of course, my 5-year-old son.
And listen to the. Hold on, let me do this. You can even hear this is how.
Yeah.
Hear like the vinyl sounding sound of the
monogram. Yeah. For a high class battle.
Oh, you can play 2-player.
Oh, has this got 2-player mode?
Yeah.
Oh, good. You found one with 2-player.
And the potato spitting mud, it looks like, and then worms occasionally. And you have to jump over them and time it perfectly. The other thing I would imagine is frustrating is there is no health bar for this potato. Like, you're just shooting, hoping it'll end eventually.
Yeah, that's right.
I just saw one guy get hit, so it's not like one hit and you're dead. But, wow, that is beautiful.
Well, since none of our listeners have listened to or played Cuphead, we'll let somebody call in and play Stumped.
All right.
Anybody want to call in and play Stumped, you can do that right now. While you're dialing up, I'll tell you about what I did last night.
What
I mentioned Twitch. I have started broadcasting in Twitch.
Somebody just said that in the chat room while I was doing a little pre-show music.
Yeah.
They said that they've been, that you just created a Twitch account.
I did last night after watching people play Cuphead. My wife said, why don't you do that? You play video games. Go broadcast. So I went into my study and figured it out. I think I accidentally streamed out my username and password because it just captures your screen and sends it out to the internet. I don't know. It might have bank account information. I haven't been hacked yet. but according to the app, I can actually broadcast right now. So I thought I'd send a little in real life feed just so people can see what it's like to be inside of the studio. Rotate this.
So you could. I didn't know you could Twitch from even your phone. So yeah. It's like a Periscope. I thought it was only for gaming.
No, we're actually one. Okay, and welcome to the Twitch stream here inside of Studio B in Burbank, California.
It's like a show within a show.
There's so many layers happening here. This is the video screen that we were just watching Cuphead on and enjoying that. These are the microphones that we're talking into.
You can look at Vince in the chat room.
Oh, see, there are real people there. You too. There's Natalie. She's on the picture there.
They want to know, what is your Twitch account name?
The Kevin Miller.
What?
How easy is that?
That is so weird.
Guess
what our
channel is? Gamerland Podcast.
We also have a channel?
Yeah, that's the channel, and then I'm the
one of the users.
I think that's how it works.
I don't know at all.
There's a lot of layers to this.
It's another time where I get old.
I broadcast out my video screen. My old man is from another country.
So the only time you've done is a test run and then this, or what?
No, last night I played Guild Wars for several hours.
Does that live up there forever where you could just watch?
I don't believe so. In fact, we're going to end this stream and I'll see if it lives up there forever. And hey, Matthew's on here as well.
when you're Twitching, is it like a Skype where I'm seeing a small window of your webcam and then your screen?
In this particular version, the people were just watching what was on my screen.
Uh-huh.
And I could choose the frame that was on the screen, and I put a second monitor up so I could have the controls off to the side. Because if I did keep the window with the preview version in it, it would do a window within and within a window within a window forever and ever and ever and ever. So to move that off to the side. And then I put headphones on so that I could talk, and it would grab that noise. As if I was, in a what's the word?
When podcast?
You're gaming. Oh, but like a podcast, just like this right now. There's so many people already. Now we're broadcasting two shows at once.
Yeah.
This is so great.
And the fact that it's not cutting out makes me very happy about my internet.
I should have thought of that. Okay.
No, I don't care. As long as it's working, like, that's great. That means everything is fine and I don't have to worry about it.
So that's what I did for, I was going to share that for Tales from Tyria, but I'll tell you what else happened in Tales from Tyria. Oh, here we go.
Hold on.
Somebody's calling in.
We have a phone call here, I think. I'm trying to pick up.
Hello,
you're on the line with the Gamerland Podcast. Who is this?
It's Matt again.
Hey!
Yay!
What's up, Matt?
Matt, do you live near Burbank?
Kevin and Justin.
Good, how are you?
Are you close? Are you close to us here?
If only I was. I'm on the complete other side of the nation.
All right, how long till you move out here? Because clearly we have a seat for you, and you can be our Ed McMahon.
Probably. Hey, I'll take it. I'll be Ed. I go to graduate school out west, I might be up there close.
All right,
depends.
We'll take it. Don't worry about your studies. This counts for credit.
Yeah. You got an internship here, kid.
So long as you're here.
Well, and whenever I'm not using it, I would be comfortable with you sleeping under the desk. But if ever I come in here, you got to make with the AmScray.
Sometimes at 2 a.m. So
listen,
just sleep outside.
That's fine. Do I at least get like a sleeping bag under there? Or?
Well, I'm not going to provide it, but I guess as long as you don't, it doesn't get in the way of my feet, I'm okay with it.
I'm
not
going to
provide it. So no Cuphead for you. You have not played Cuphead?
No, I've been wanting to get the game, and I kept asking my friends, like, hey, we can play, and it's like, no, it's only local. I'm like, so I'm waiting for payday.
Really?
I'm just going to pick it up.
Did you say that, and I missed it, that it's the two players only local?
I assumed it was only local based on the time.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, because you can't, if you have any kind of lag, you're hosed.
Yeah, exactly. It's so precise.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird because it's so frustrating that there's not a lot of those games.
Very
out there,
very tempting because it's so damn beautiful. Am I right?
Oh my
like,
gosh!
You really for 24 hours I was hurting.
The design of it is so gorgeous.
You will hate it though. You'll play.
But why do you need to have a friend in order to play it, man?
Oh, you don't need it. You don't need to have a friend. Me?
Yeah.
I like playing games with my friends. I mean, otherwise I'll just pick it up eventually. But it was like, I'll get it now if I have other people to play it. But otherwise I'll just wait. You know what I mean?
So you are more of a social gamer. You don't like to just sit in your room and play. Like, you have to find a game that you can play with somebody else. Or is it that, are you primarily a console? This is a better question. Are you a console gamer or a PC gamer or both?
I grew up console. And like, when it comes to playing console games, I prefer if they're a single player. Like, I like to play Last of Us. I like to play Uncharted on the PS4. And I don't want anyone bothering me. I don't want to be on calls or anything.
I object to your line of questioning, Justin, because PC gamers are far more social than console gamers.
That's why I asked the question.
I withdraw the statement.
Exactly, and now I've evolved to a PC gamer, and now if it's on PC, it's like, well, are you guys getting it? Because I'll get it if you get it. You know.
See, and that's because I just started. There was somebody who listens to this podcast and the Dad podcast.
No.
Yeah.
Overlapping audience.
Who just sent me a message saying, hey, we could play Madden if you ever have time. And I was trying to get together the old league that we had started with this show. And it branched out into a bunch of people who took it very, very seriously. All of them not interested.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All of them.
They're burnt.
It was like they were 80-year-old head coaches with a 40-year past in the NFL because they were like, I just don't have the time and I can't justify
There was a
it.
Lot of investment.
Not on my part.
No, for those men.
Yeah. But why? Like,
I've
why?
I retire from Madden, actually.
See?
Really? Like why?
Yeah. Because I get upset very quickly, and I was getting really bad at the game, so I almost lost the controller too. So I'm like, okay, I need to calm down. I can't play this game anymore.
My brother broke a SNES controller on me once playing probably Metroid. I think it can happen.
Huck it or snap it.
He hucked it. Can you snap a controller?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
If anyone could have, my brother would have.
Yeah. I did it once.
Did you snap a controller?
A really cheap GameStop PS2 one. I took I think it was after a Bills game they lost. I took it and I just crushed it in my hands. And my brother's like, "What the hell?" I'm like, "I'll buy a new one."
Wow, I get it. I've definitely resisted the urge. I think playing the first Batman in the final battle, and I got beat so bad that I was like, "Aah!" I'm like, "Could I break this?" I don't want to find out.
I feel like if I tried and I couldn't, it would just heighten my rage.
Like it's a game within a game.
Yeah.
Matt, are you ready to play Stump?
Yes, I am.
All right.
I have a good question.
Oh, you have a good question. Now, you may go first.
Here's the way that you can answer your question. You're going to think, Matt, you're going to think that this has nothing to do with the show. And nothing to do with video games.
I thought the show contains all things.
It does contain all things.
It's a set
I like
within
where your
all
head's
bound
going.
Sets.
It really does. It's bonus if you suck up to me, Matt. You are in the will. But here's the question. What is the capital of North Dakota?
Oh, that's good.
Oh, God damn it.
You know,
oh my God.
You
like
know why I wanted this?
I knew all this shit.
I know. That's why I wanted to ask. Matt, you've nailed it. You perfectly made me happy by not knowing the answer.
There's several layers, and it will be interesting when it's my turn to see how we unpack this.
Oh, God.
How much do we have a time limit on Stump?
Yep. It's when I'm done counting. Okay. One. Two, you're done. All right, sorry, Matt. You've been stumped. Is it my turn? Are you Googling, Matt? You know the rules. There's no Googling.
No, you know that. I'm pacing in my room again. I am not Googling.
He's got integrity. He plays it for the love of the game.
The love of the game.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I know the answer, but just so you know, it's not the same city I was born in.
No, I did not think that.
Okay, good, good.
But I felt it unfair to ask the city that you were born in.
So this is a good question.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed. Bismarck is the capital of North Dakota. I was born in Minot, North Dakota, which of course is on my Wikipedia page.
I've noticed. I didn't know it was on your Wikipedia page.
It says Kevin Miller is a American voiceover actor born in Minot, North Dakota in 1977. I'm like, why is that the freaking headline? Kevin Miller, voice of Sly Cooper, Gamerland Pod. No, Minot, North Dakota, 1977.
What if
presidents don't even start that way? They're like, so-and-so president was this from this time.
How much of Minot do you remember?
I have one memory from Minot, North Dakota at the age of 2.5.
Now, is it big enough to where they would have some kind of a 300-seat venue, you think, that or a hotel ballroom that we could use as a
It was
a
on a military base, so no.
Minot is a military base? There's got to be a town.
Nah, there's like four cities in North Dakota, and they each have a thing.
I'm going to do some looking into this because here's what I say we do. I say we do an event in Minot, North Dakota. Where everybody comes, we do a live show.
Oh, man.
We do a hangout you know what I mean? We go there, we record it live because what I want to have happen is I want to land in Bismarck.
Uh-huh.
And then I think you actually fly into Fargo.
I think so. Yeah.
But anyway, wherever we land, I just want to drive in, and I want it to be like a football player. Like, I want it to be...
You probably land in Michigan, actually, and then drive over.
Yeah. Okay, I want it to say, welcome to Minot, North Dakota, home of the Kevin Miller.
.com. This is beautiful. Let's give it 10 years.
Who else?
10 years.
I mean, Carson Wentz is also from, I believe, North Dakota.
And Joe Montana has a city named after him.
In North Dakota?
No, in Montana.
Oh, okay.
Why would he be in North Dakota? His name isn't Joe North Dakota.
There was a lot of layers to my question. I just thought maybe somebody had fallen into my
the
same
name's Joe,
of curiosity.
Joe North Dakota.
Why do they call you Montana? I don't know. It's a common misunderstanding.
I live just east of that. All right, my question for the stump. Justin.
Is this going to get a shot? We have another caller. Or are we going to hang up on Matt?
No, Matt can finish out the round, and then we'll listen to this next caller, better know Cuphead. All right, my question for Stump.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How many levels are there in the original Super Mario Brothers? Oh, Matt, you may go first because Justin's face says, I don't know.
The original
Super Mario Bros.
I got the same face.
I got a gut.
All right, Matt, 3, 2, 1, go.
15.
Survey says,
now, I might get wrong. I might mess this up because I remember there being worlds, right? But there wasn't there like 1, 2, 3, 4 within each of the worlds, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so
talk
if that's right, so I'm going to take
it out.
I'm going to show my work.
That's good. Good.
So I believe that there were 8 worlds, and so there were 4 per world. So I'm going to go with 32.
Correct.
Whoa!
Ding 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 ding.
Suck it, Matt. Oh my God, it hurts so good. Oh, you're horrible. Oh, Matt, you sicken me. Get off my internet. Oh, you just got pwned like a bitch.
Hey, thanks for being on the show, Matt.
I hung up on him.
Click, click, ooh. Where's the click, click, ooh?
I stopped it.
There it is. Bye, see you later. All right, see you later, Matt.
Let's see. Who else?
Did we get rid of Matt? Okay.
No, I think
Matt.
I accidentally, maybe whoever called from the 256 area code, feel free to call back and I'll give you another shot. Let's see. We have someone else here.
I don't have any more questions for you except for how many times have you played Cuphead?
614. Did you play Cuphead 614?
Caller, you're on the air.
All right. Oh, that was fun.
That was pretty good.
Times. All right.
We come back. News from Tyria.
News from Tyria when we come back after these fantastic messages. I was lightning before the thunder. So during the break, if you were listening live, you got to hear that we did actually find someone who doesn't know Cuphead, but evidently they felt such a strong desire that they immediately went and downloaded the game since this episode started and now have it on their computer. Is that correct, Jimmy?
Yep.
Oh,
are you playing it right now?
I've wanted it for some time, and I found a key that would allow me to purchase it for $16.50 instead of $20.
How'd you find this magical key? Where did you find this key?
Groupon.
CDKeys.com.
Wait, say it again. I walked on you.
CDKeys.com.
Oh, yeah. CDKey.com. Sure.
Oh, so you could buy like a key code. Like back in the day, I don't know if they still do this, but back in the day, you'd have to have like, it would be a bracket of like what felt like license plates that you would have 4 or 5 groupings of license plates that you would have to enter to unlock software. And so now they have it to where you can essentially download somebody else's CD key.
Yeah. If they have a key, then they can sell it on one of these websites if they want.
So like it's like their way of reselling it. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
So
have you played it?
But like it's a theme. In Steam, it only works once. So like
that's right.
It's weird to think about how it works. But it is there. So
are you playing it right now? I think I hear it in the background there.
I am. I'm reading through all these little storybook pages. All right, I am going to a main map.
And tell me,
Twitch?
Yeah, do you have Twitch? What is your experience with difficult side-scroller games?
I do have Twitch. I love difficult games. Anybody in my friends group can tell you how much I like playing things that make you want to kill yourself.
Oh, right. What's your Twitch handle? You want to share? We can all tune in.
Twitch.tv/CrimsonA, like it's my character's name on Guild Wars. I'll put it in the chat.
Wait, are we not playing Guild Wars together? How come we're... You're Justin's friend, you're my friend. I have a character named Crimson as well. This is... Jimmy, are you actually us? Are you a figment of Justin and I's imagination?
You'll never know.
Good point by you.
Fair enough. Go enjoy some Cuphead.
Yeah.
Oh, Justin's going to say something.
I'm excited. I'm just now starting streaming. It's going to show up offline for like maybe 20 more seconds.
Oh, so many things happen.
Yeah, I went to play Metal Gear Solid for the first time earlier this year at Vince's behest, and he was like, yeah, you should probably choose normal. I'm like, okay, let's go hard. He said, I don't think you want to do that. And I said, nice. Yeah, I do. I said, okay, you're lost. And he was surprised at how well I did for most of it.
Oh, well done.
I got to the last boss without raging, and then I raged.
Oh, good for you.
Classic.
All right, well, do us a favor, Jimmy. Continue to play this game. We will not be recording an episode next week, if I'm right, because we're taking Thanksgiving week off. But then the week after, if you have time, don't feel like you have to clear a schedule or anything like that. But if you happen to be around, feel free to shoot us a message in the chat room or whatever while you're listening live, and then we can tune in to get your firsthand review of Cuphead.
Sure.
And see how far you've gotten in a week.
He can't hear you. He's
already in Cuphead.
He's in Cuphead, yeah.
He's got a candy cane.
I can tell you from doing Twitch, it is very difficult to play a game and host something simultaneously.
Really?
It's a new skill to actually like talk, and there's no response.
I'm okay.
I'm sure you're good at it. I'm learning. I'm just saying it takes some time.
I think you would put the emphasis on okay, Jimmy. All right, let's not...
Click, click. Ooh. I need my own bed of sound.
All right, Jimmy, bye.
Okay, bye.
I love the idea that we can... They don't know this, but here in Los Angeles, there was a midday talk show host named Tom Likas, and he would do a thing where he would play an explosion whenever he kicked people off his phone line.
Oh, that's right.
His was much more dramatic.
Yeah.
What I'm wrestling with, see, he had like a door slam where he would just play it, and he had an old school phone line that he could just hang up and cut you off. What I'm dealing with is no longer having a flip phone. Like, there's nothing. I just mash a button.
It's not the same.
It's not as authoritative. All right, let's do some news from Tyria.
And now, Tales from Tyria. I think I need more cowbell.
Oh, more cowbell? Or do you want more effect?
No, yes, both to both. Oh, more, okay. Yeah.
And now, Tales from Tyria with your host, the same person that's been talking this entire time.
That's a solid intro. That's
thanks. Really, I've been workshopping it.
That's good. Next time I'm going to have more of like an echo effect. I think we'll work that. We're going to workshop that and make that a reality.
So Anteria, Karina, and team have been working on unlocking.
Wait, last week, I thought I binge watched all of these.
Yep.
Did she have a team? I feel like...
When I say your team, I mean all of my characters. So in expansions... In Heart of Thorns and Path of Fire, whatever you do with one character unlocks an ability for all of them. So as you get the mastery. So what's neat is that each of the characters in the core game have to get to level 80. Once they hit level 80, they can unlock elite masteries, but then they get extra abilities. They're allowed to move around the map, unlock mounts, that sort of thing. They're about 10 times as difficult to achieve. So... instead of making you grind each of your players, it's an account-linked grouping. So as long as a character's level 80, that XP goes towards unlocking the same thing.
Okay. So that's why it's in essence, it is a team, but not in design.
Not by a little bit of both. I think that they're smart to allow
you to tag in almost like a Street Fighter where they
No. But you can, like, the point is that if you're with a team, an actual team, and you're going to go on a raid or go on a mission or whatever, you can recognize that your team is unbalanced in a certain direction and go, okay, I'll change to a different profession. You log out, log back in as a different character, and you stay within the same team, and you just port over to wherever they are in the world. So as long as that character's been there, unless it's PvP or world v. world, then they show up right in the same spot.
All right, so what happened with the team?
Well, so now we're trying to find a griffin. So as I mentioned a couple weeks ago, once we were done with the core campaign, we knew that we were going to find mysterious bits of a very tough animal. That led us on a hunt.
Oh, that's right. I remember this. Okay.
Yeah. To find a particular beastmaster way out in the desert, way in the Alona Desert.
Because I thought it was the guy with the ferrets from the movie.
Right. No, it wasn't that. So the beastmaster told us that there are griffins that live in the cliffs above. And it took some tricky maneuvering, but we were able to get through the cliffs and then find an abandoned castle buried in the side of a mountain.
What would be a poor man's griffin? Because a griffin is eventually going to be a mount, right?
Yeah.
What is the poor man's griffin in the Guild Wars 2?
I've unlocked four of the five. The fourth one is a jackal, which has the ability to blink as you go. So it's like this dog thing. And when you jump, you actually move through the air vertically, blink from one place to another. Probably the poorest man version is the raptor that comes standard with the game. Just by playing it, you get this dinosaur creature.
All right.
Does these long jumps. So those are both
the griffin
nice.
Is the elite.
It allows you to glide, which is great because you can glide in the other game. But what's really nice is you're able to actually flap up and actually keep going. You can't do a vertical climb with it like Superman, but you're able to sustain long periods of time of flapping around.
But it's like the Tesla of Guild Wars 2 mount.
Absolutely. Very much looking forward to it. So once the fascinating thing about it is once we got into this castle, Karina made her way through the castle and found there on this dais, this undead person that was motionless. And the King Joko had cursed them to be neither alive nor dead. They're hundreds of years older.
Would be bad.
Yeah, it would suck, right? Not moving, but alive.
Yeah.
But he sees through the griffins, so he's able to connect with the griffins, and he's the last spear marshal on Earth. The spear marshals were the characters from the very first Guild Wars game, Nightfall, or from the original Guild Wars. They're not in this game at all, so he's this lost character from the first title that's just been dead laying there motionless. And he tells you how to resurrect the memory of his armada, and when you do so, you will unlock the griffin. So we're about halfway through that task at this time. Tales from Tyria!
Wow, well timed. Hit the post and everything, my friend. Hey, do you want to spend 10 minutes...
$10 on Cuphead.
Talking about... did you say how much it costs?
It's $20.
$20?
You got it for $16.50. I feel like I'm just going to keep getting worn down because I connected an old Xbox 360 controller to my computer, so I'd even be able to play. I wouldn't have to deal with a keyboard and stuff. It's really tempting. It's so cheap. It's like dinner. It's like dinner, and I could.
I didn't know you could get it on a PC. Like if you had to get it on the Xbox One,
It's over. You're not going to get it though. I mean, if you're going to get a game on the PC, you're going to get Guild Wars.
Yeah. That I can promise you.
Okay, good.
I can absolutely promise you that if I'm going to play a PC game, it will be Guild Wars 2.
Wow. All right. I'll take it.
And I mean that. I'm not doing a bit.
I know you're not
sitting here secretly saying like, there's an element of that I will never play a PC.
No, I heard the caveat. I knew that as well. But I understand that if something goes wrong,
if I'm walking down that path,
yeah.
The first step I take. So if there's a PC game that it's like Justin has to play this, which there's a danger of this happening. So I used to like also racing games, the NASCAR. I was into the NASCAR games for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stopped making those. EA stopped making them because there was, I think it's iRacing.com. They just had the market cornered on all racing games. And that's because I wanted an IndyCar racing game. I thought I would like that even more than the Formula One because you have oval tracks and the Indianapolis 500 would be fun. But iRacing.com, you have to have a PC. And then I even looked into it, But you need a steering wheel and a whole, setup to have it really work.
You have an addition to your house. You have this whole room on the other side of this world. This could be the sweetest man cave.
It could be a gaming room,
on the planet, but you let your wife move in there and set up her office.
Right. Because it pays the bills.
That's
when
she fair.
Does that stuff in
That's
there.
That's important.
Right.
Very
but
adult.
But what I really want to do is take that bed and turn it into a Murphy bed so that I could have a couple chairs out there. And then when people come and crash, you put the Murphy bed down and move the chairs out of the way.
Why have we not already done this?
Well, we did that one time. Remember the time I drank way too much moonshine and we just sat out there and played games? We're trying to beat the Ratchet and Clank series.
That's right.
Reserves.
But we just sat in like lawn chairs.
Yes.
So I like this idea of a sofa.
Much better. I can get the, I wanted like the theater chairs that you would buy if you were wealthy enough to have a theater room. That's what I wanted to put out there.
This is a great topic. You were looking for topics for the dad podcast, the man cave.
Yeah.
That's a great topic.
That's a good point.
Put that in your bucket.
What's going to be in your man cave?
Yeah. Like, listen to that on the dad podcast.
Boom. So here's the thing. I also found an article that EA is talking about eventually Madden becoming a game that you don't buy a new disc every year because people are leaning. We've talked about this for years, is that, games becoming episodic. Episodic, I mean. And I don't know what episodic is.
It's episodic with a B.
Thank you.
man, that water, it goes back and forth. It's so episodic.
But that, so, and the discs becoming less of a thing. So they're saving money by not having to make the disc.
Is Destiny even have a disc? I think everything I've seen at this
point is
downloadable.
I don't know.
I keep looking for the digital or the hard copy, and I don't
think they
have it.
And that's what you need. You need a game with enough foothold in the market to push it. But so what they're saying is that because there's very few changes year to year, that they are very seriously considering becoming a subscription model. And my fear with that is that it'll take it away from consoles. I don't think so. I don't think you could take Madden away from a console.
No way. There's no way. Do people play Madden on the PC? Is that even a thing?
I think it's a thing, but I don't think they do.
I don't think anybody does that. I think that is a staple console activity. That is the ultimate party game.
Right.
No, I don't think you have to worry about that. What do you feel about as a consumer?
I love it.
And that's what Guild Wars is. It's the same thing. I buy
that's
it once.
I love it.
It updates on its own as the game changes.
And if you want to charge me $60 a year to always have Madden,
they already
because
do
then
this.
They would have updated content as the years progress.
That's the thing that bothers me with games like Batman, the Arkham, all the games where they're like, "Hey, get you a season pass." Well, look, season passes that usually is for like a TV show, right? Like it lasts for a season, but you only have one season. So in your world, you've released a TV show that only makes it 1 year.
Yeah.
If it were Madden and I pay a season pass, then I get it.
And I often wonder because you notice that you pay extra $30 usually for a season. Like a season pass runs about $99.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you drop that coin, you're going to get maybe three DLCs, four or five if it's a Call of Duty situation. And most of that is going to be, it's all maps for multiplayer. And I've always wondered if more people did the season pass, if that would mean that they would invest and make more DLCs.
Because I feel like
they have to have it already pre-planned to roll out.
For men or other games?
No, for DLCs, anything. Like
you
have to. Yeah.
You can't just invent stuff. You can, as you're in development, you can choose to move something to DLC and then put it on the back burner and develop it later. But yeah, you do it at the same time. It'd be interesting to talk to like Infamous. At what point was the light chapter that they did in development? Like, did they do that post that? Was it concurrent?
Yeah, because the first, that came out pretty, I felt like a long time after
that. That might have been something Sony was like, how about some DLC?
Like, it was more like a Infamous 1.5.
Exactly. And the same thing with the other, the one with the vampires.
That's what I was thinking you were talking about.
Oh, I was talking about First Light. For Infamous 3.
That's okay.
Second Son.
I was thinking of the vampire one when you said First Light. I'm sorry.
There's so many games. There's so many things. Yeah. But with Madden, what is so brilliant about that, and I've often felt with the franchise, is that every time they release a new game, they have some new play mode, and either they sacrifice a play mode that I enjoyed that's no longer there, franchise development or whatever, or they're just inventing things to invent things to be different, when really all anybody wants to do is play football.
Right.
And the game itself, because it's mirroring real life with players and coaches and everything, that's enough newness that I don't need new play modes, new anything. Just make the game stand good and we'll be good.
A lot of people talk about how they they target the what they call the MUT, Madden Ultimate Team. So you have these unlockable card packs and you build your own team and then you take that team online. So it's like playing fantasy football in Madden constantly.
Yeah, with like some baseball card kind of game.
And I don't like that personally. And so a lot of Madden players that are like me in the message boards are complaining, which is another thing that we can talk about.
Tell me, do you actually go on message boards and complain?
No,
that doesn't sound like you at all.
No.
Do you go on message boards and comment?
The only thing I've done on a message board is I put a question out there saying, hey, I'm trying to figure out how I can play this game with my kids in a connected franchise mode. And nobody ever responded to me. But I did recently do something which was kind of my kind of shameful thing recently. And I found a YouTube video that was this guy giving tips on Madden. And I really liked it. And he had a tip. Like a guide that he sold.
Okay.
And I bought it.
How much was the guide?
$50.
That's a lot of money.
It was a lot of money.
Well, now, wait a minute. Primo used to make those books.
This is not that.
Okay.
He talks you through like gameplay. And I was curious because what I wanted was, what's frustrated me about the new Madden is that it doesn't walk you enough through progression reads. Like it's gotten to be such a good football simulator, but I want somebody to walk me through the football level of the game. That's what I'm really into playing. And so this guy does is essentially say, do this play and then this will work.
Oh,
it's like more, there's a little bit
up, down, down, left, right, left.
Yeah.
Right.
Sort of. And there's a whole Madden school. That's like a premium thing that you could pay almost $60 every year.
Wow.
And they just keep you updated with new playbooks and they break everything down. It's not like the Prima Guide. I bought the Prima Guide and it basically just showed you everything you could find on the game once you got it.
Yeah, I just put
it gave
in
you
pictures.
Little pointers that it's like, oh, really? Yeah, Michael Vick is fast. Thanks for that. Maybe it's changed since then.
Do you remember learning this, because we both grew up in California schools, that at the Gold Rush, the only people that made money were the people selling supplies to people there to get the Gold Rush. And it seems like that same mentality. We live a lot of that in L.A. Like the only people really making money are the ones teaching classes on acting, not the people that are moving out here to become big actors.
Because that's what I thought. Because what this Madden school does is it's got a collective of professional Madden players.
Yeah.
And they give their pointers and they tell you how to build plays and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if these guys are making more money than the people making the game?
Oh, probably.
Because the expense is their website.
Yeah.
And after that, it's just time.
Yeah.
I mean, there's production elements where they have a YouTube video that they go, here's a play, and they show you a formation and show you what they're doing. But it's mind-blowing. And I,
Ram, crash, freeze
Well, it
screen.
Is because there's a part of me that when I was like, I read through the book that I got for $50, and I didn't read all of it yet, but as I was going through it, I was like, oh, he's telling me how to play like him.
Yeah.
And he even says that this is what a lot of the guides are out there. And he said, my advice is to pick one guide and stick with it. Because he said, not that it has to be
That's
mine.
Interesting.
He said, when I first got into professional Madden playing, he goes, the first thing I did was start buying a bunch of guides. And I found that it was too much information.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you just find a style of play that fits for you, and then that's what you go with.
It's like, so you're playing a football simulator and an emulator at the same time by emulating someone else.
Yes.
Thank you. Anything that rhymes can end the show this time.
That is what we've learned on this very day right here. All right, that is our show. So we're taking a week off. We'll be back December, what is that, 4th, I want to say?
The 3rd to 5th.
You can tune in live.
Hop, skip, and a jump.
MixLR.com. Oh, I don't have my calendar open. I'm sorry. MixLR.com/Gamerland. Write down the number or put it in your phone. 877-222-8323. At Gamerland on the, not Instagram, Twitter.
Yep. And Kevin Miller on Twitch. I think I'm going to make that a thing. So.
And here's the thing I will mention to you. It doesn't need to be said here.
No, say it. Go ahead.
It's not worth it. It's a waste of time, I'm going to be honest. Unlockable Man on Instagram as well. And I think I did it all.
That
is there anything
beautiful.
You could think of?
So good.
All right. On behalf of thekevinmiller.com, just as Justin Warsham saying.
He's drunk.
Okay, bye.